out of 12 drives.
Uh-huh.
Is there any common thread there, or is it a different thing each time? What's how much is that hurting you guys right now, and what do you see?
Well, I think we need to score more points, and certainly when we're in the red zone, we want touchdowns. I think when you look at, or when I looked at what we've done in the red zone, you know, we've kind of stopped ourselves in some areas. You know, you get a bad play or two down there, and then you put yourself in a third and long situation. You know, we need to be probably more efficient there in that area, on all of our downs in the red area.
Go ahead. Sean's size, I mean, is it tough to capitalize on his strengths in the red zone, or can he be as good as anybody else?
No, he can be an effective receiver all the way up and down the field.
Okay. On Sunday night, Chip was fairly adamant that Mike needs more protection. What's been the issue with the offensive line?
When did Chip say that?
On Sunday night, after the game.
Okay, all right.
What's been the issue with the offensive line in pass protection in particular? Yeah.
Again, I don't think there's any common thread there. I think when we're throwing the football, there's a lot of elements to completing a pass. You know, and the first one starts with protection. I think when you look at it, the last 2 weeks, we've played against some pretty good fronts, all right? And I think our guys battled in there. And there are times, now when you watch any game, there are times when it's not a perfect pocket. You know, ideally you want them to be able to take one step from the gun or three steps from the gun, be able to plant, hitch, and throw the football. There's a lot of times when that doesn't happen. And we're very fortunate we have a guy like Michael that can escape and extend the play. But I think generally speaking, our guys are battling. We faced two pretty good fronts. And, you know, I think all the position groups can play better. And we need to. We need to score more points. Well, let's face it. We need to score more points, and we got to do what we got to do on offense to help us win.
Mike seemed to be more willing, especially in the first half, when you guys were really in the game, to kind of take off and make a play with his foot if the pocket was collapsing. Does that, when you do that, though, do you fall into a trend then of not going through all of your progressions? I mean, do you have...
No. Again, every pass is different. I mean, it's amazing. You got to coordinate 11 guys playing against 11 guys. And, you know, there's a lot of things that happen on each play. For instance, I think there's a service out there that counts targets on receivers. Well, you know, if the ball's thrown away and the closest guy, oh, that's the target. You know, so there's a lot going on that sometimes you can't see. I think Mike, when he uses his legs properly, can be very dynamic. And we've seen him do that throughout his career. And he's going through his progression when he takes off. Those are times when there's excellent protection, where he's able to go through his progression, whether he hits his alert, his 1, 2, 3. Then after he hitches a couple times, he takes off. So those are some of the plays that don't get talked about. But I think, you know, it's what we coach, and I think that's what he's very good at.
Just to go back to Deshaun, what did the Broncos do well?
Can't we all just get along here?
probably not. To go back to Deshaun, what did the Broncos do well to sort of take him away, and then how do you correct that in order to get him more involved?
Well, I think teams have played more man-to-man against us. I think Deshaun battled and did a good job. I think sometimes catches come in bunches. I think, you know, in this case here, we spread the ball around. I think we had 9 or 10 different receivers that touched the ball. And I think all our receivers just need to battle when they're manned up.
It is man-to-man, though, with Deshaun. Shouldn't he win most of those battles?
Yeah, and he does. He does. I mean, he's, you know, he's like any receiver, though. When they come up and they play man-to-man on you, you've got to win your matchup.
Can you talk about the ways in which Zach Ertz is developing and how close he is to becoming more of a fixture in the offense?
Well, he is a fixture in our offense. He plays. And again, anybody that's active on offense, we trust them when we put them in the ballgame. And some guys play more than others. You know, for example, Chris Polk was in there and he played well. I think Zach is, he learns something new every day when he's out here. He's a young player, much like Lane Johnson. And, you know, he has his good plays and bad. And we feel like, you know, he can do some really fine things in the passing game, and he's becoming a better blocker.
What are you seeing out of Lane each week as far as his confidence level? Obviously, he's had some tough games.
He's a very confident guy. I don't know if you want to call it. You know, I think every player that plays has a few bad plays. They all do. And I think the same can be said for a rookie. We just focus on it a little bit more, you know. And I think when you're playing positions either on the perimeter, wide receiver or corner, or in pass protection at tackle, you know, and we naturally focus on that. But Lane's battling, and I don't see a confidence issue problem.
Are you seeing progression, though, from Lane from week to week?
Absolutely.
Obviously he's being asked to do a lot, you know.
Well, he's being asked to block, was what we brought him here to do. But I do see progression, you know, and what he lacks is experience in this league, and he's getting it, and I think he's doing a good job.
Well, the Giants are 0-4. Is their pass rush as dangerous as ever?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Is the Giants' pass rush, even though they're 0-4, is their pass rush still as dangerous as
ever? There's no question. I think they're one of the best pass rushing fronts in the league. And, you know, I don't really watch or think about the record when I watch them on tape. And they can crank it up and get after the quarterback. That's just part of what they've always been good at, and it hasn't changed.
What do you think about Bryce Brown when he's running outside? Is he kicking it out too much and not maybe hitting some of those gaps? Or do you guys like the way he's running right now?
No, we like the way he's running. I mean, there's some areas and there's some plays where he probably could have been a little better. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't say there's a trend, though. But he's a good, hard runner. Made a nice play for us on the screen. He had a pretty good, steady game.
Can a guy like Jeff Mayle, I mean, he made a couple catches at the end of the game. Can he earn more playing time with that kind of, even if it's mop-up? Does that take notice?
Yeah, it's never mop-up. But I do think that when guys get an opportunity to go in and they produce, then it makes us say, hey, let's maybe give him a little bit more.
Now, one of those plays when Mike's not extended the play, when he's the step up and pop and throw, is there a number in your mind or a number in his mind for how quickly he should get the ball off?
Depends on the progression. Depends on how deep the drop, how far we're trying to throw the ball down the field. So it's all different.
How much is Mike setting or adjusting protections on the front? And how much of the breakdowns that are happening on the offensive line is he responsible for that? Maybe he can check them.
Yeah, I think the quarterback is ultimately responsible for how we block it. But our center does quite a bit as well. So those two guys are tied at the hip. From a mental standpoint, making sure we're all going in the right direction and we know who we're not blocking. So, yeah, I mean, he's involved in that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. And then what was the second part of your five-part question?
I mean, is he doing a good enough job?
Yeah.
Is he ultimately responsible?
Mike's doing a good job. He threw the ball hot a couple times the other night. He was aware of adjustments we made the other night. And I think Mike did a lot of good things well the other night.
As far as the receivers and getting open, are there just not enough guys getting open, or is the ball just not getting out?
It's a combination of things. I think, generally speaking, we started out with a question about pass protection. We can certainly protect better. We certainly in areas can do a better job of getting open. We as coaches can do a better job of, you know, helping them do that. And then we got to throw and catch.
But there are guys that are open.
Sure.
Are the windows tighter? Or?
Sure. There's guys open.
What about the drops?
What about them? Unacceptable.
Win?
You know, I think that our guys put, you know, individual pressure on themselves, and they know that it's not acceptable, and it hurts. You know, I think when you drop the football or you get a penalty and for whatever reason you don't overcome it, then, of course, you're eliminating your ability to score touchdowns. You know, and I think that's something that, you know, we got to just keep focusing on the details and throwing and catching. It's part of the details of this game.
You got any plans in practice to try to do something different about the penalties, you know, make guys – more conscious.
Somersaults, I know you work on every jump the fence. I don't know, running the street. I mean, be fun for you guys to write about. But we emphasize it, we talk about it, and you know, we try to eliminate them. But I guess you're not going to see anything punitive that I'm sure you guys would like to write about.
You played a lot of 12 personnel early on in the game. What did you see from the Broncos against it? Did they play mostly base against it?
Yeah, most teams match you up, and so they stayed in base, you know, and we had a plan to, you know, run and throw out of it, you know, and I think the guys that were on the field did a good job.
Ben, you mentioned Chris Polk. Obviously with Shady and Bryce, you know, it's tough to find him reps, but
sure.
Chip mentioned after the game he thinks he deserves to get more. Where do you see him fitting in and What do you like about him?
Well, I think he's done a good job. He caught my eye in the spring. He caught our eye in the spring. I think he's a smart player. He really understands pass protection well. We saw the other night that he's kind of he's a productive runner, you know, and he did a really good job. And so, you know, that's a good group. We feel good about our running back group. And it's like anything, who do you take off to put the other one on? But in a game like that, you know, we are going to run the football. And we're going to run plays that involve tempo. And we'll throw the ball to the backs. And so there's times when it's good to get a fresh body in there. You know, LeSean was out for a little bit, which then, of course, stepped up the reps for both Bryce and Chris. And I think they perform well.
As a follow-up to what I asked earlier, there's that Mike Vick is taking 3.4 seconds to throw the ball. Obviously, it's skewed because he extends plays, but is that a number that is acceptable? Is that a number that's within the range?
I don't know. I don't know where that comes from. You know, we time up our throws by whether it's a plant or a hitch and throw or two hitches, or as he goes through his progression, the time changes, you know, and then again, you know, every once in a while. These are not jugs machines. These are not robots. You're playing with things happen in the game. And, you know, I find it fascinating that people can just put a watch on something or see where the ball's being thrown and call that guy being targeted or, you know. So when a guy in the third row of the stands gets, you know, guy's throwing the ball away, is he the target? The guy, you know. The guy with the Dawkins jersey, does he get a target, you know? Same thing with the time. You know, there's a lot of things that happen, you know, in the game.
So based on your internal times, however you guys measure it upstairs, yeah. Is it an acceptable amount? Is it a number you
like? It changes depending on what we're doing. If Mike's going to run a keeper, he's outside the pocket, it's going to take a little longer to throw it, and typically that's what happens on a keeper, you know? If he's in a pocket and we're throwing something that's three-step rhythm, then the ball gets out extremely quick. Later in the game, when you're trying to drive the ball down the field and chunk it a little bit because you're behind, there's times when you hold a little longer. So, you know, it's fun. It's really fun to talk about, you know, and I'm, you know, I think it's neat that everybody tracks that. But, you know, we look at it a different way.
Is Mike in general getting the ball out the way you want?
I think he does a good job of getting the ball out. Yeah, and I thought he did a good job of throwing the ball the other night. He threw the ball pretty accurately the other night. He fit that.
Say it's never mop up.
We're always playing, and I don't like that term. I've never liked it, and I think that's just personal.
What do you call when you take your starters out?
When we take, well, let me just say this: everybody that's on our roster, and we put them in the ball game, we trust that they're going to go in there and do a good job. And our guys that went in there did a good job. Now you're not asking me why Damaris wasn't in there, and now all of a sudden, you know what I mean? So it's next week you'll ask me about that.
All your starters?
No, that's not the case.
Favorite mentors?
What is that?
Getting back to the red zone issue, is there a minimum percentage? At the end of the season, when you look at your red zone production, yeah. Is there a line that you feel that is good enough or not good enough generally?
There's measures and there's percentages. We kind of use those for internal purposes, you know, but we obviously want to score a touchdown every time we get down there. I think a good way to look at it, you know, we always look at, okay, what are the top five teams doing in terms of their percentages? What are the playoff teams doing? And typically, you know, and those numbers can be skewed. You could be scoring a lot of points and scoring from outside the red zone, and that affects it. I've been around here before where the game's over, you punch it into the red zone, you take a knee in the red zone. You know, that goes against you in terms of the red zone percentages. I just think going back to what I said to start this, generally we've had some bad plays in there, and we just generally need to be more efficient. So whether the ball goes in the end zone or we're inching it closer to the goal line, you know, I think we can do a better job.
Thanks, Brandon.